إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. So we're entering now بإذن الله تعالى a new portion or series of topics as it relates to إغافة الأحفان, the reading of the book by Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, a monumental book on the supporting the distressed from the plots of the shaitan. We've dealt with in the past the affairs of the heart and the healthy heart, the sick heart and the dead heart and the characteristics of these hearts. We dealt with various plots that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that the shaitan, he plots against the son of Adam. The first plot being a plot against Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he's with dhurriyatihi and his offsprings, Iblis, Shaitan, and his army are indeed at war with the son of Adam. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in this portion of the book, sticking to the main topic of supporting the distressed, he opens up a new chapter per se, and that is the affair of the two major trials. The two major trials, where he says, وَالْفِتْنَةُ نَوْعَانِ وَالْفِتْنَةُ نَوْعَانِ. And for those following, they can go to the Dar Alam Al-Fawaid print, the Dar Alam Al-Fawaid print, volume 2, from page 900, and those who are reading through the Dar Ibn Hazm, then Dar Ibn Jawzi, rather, the Dar Ibn Jawzi, it's on volume 2, page 887. It's an important chapter. We'll be following, inshallah, the statements of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in this regard this week, inshallah, part 1 and part 2 next week, and part 3 the week after, bi'inillahi ta'ala, before Ramadan. So he says, point number 1, as it relates to the two major trials, he says, well, fitnatu no'an. He says, well, indeed, trials are of two kinds. Trials are of two kinds and types. Fitnatu shubahat, wa hiya a'zamu al-fitnataini, wa fitnatu الشهوات وقد يجتمعان للعبد وقد ينفرد بإحداهما. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, that the two kinds of trials are the trials of deviance, the first, the trials of deviance, misconception, innovation, and deviance in the deen. Well, here أَعْظَمُ الْفِتْنَتَيْنِ, and this is the most major of the two trials. The second trial being fitnatu shahawat, the trial of the whims and desires. So these are the two trials. The first one being the trial of deviance from the truth, deviance from that which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has revealed and sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. And this is the greatest trial of the two. And the second is the fitnatu shahawat, the trial of whims and desires. He says, rahimullah, وَقَدْ يَجْتَمِعَانِ لِلْعَبْدِ. He says that it can be that an individual may have two of these trials, may be afflicted with two of these trials. Meaning he's afflicted or she's afflicted with the trial of doubts, misconceptions and deviance. And also the trial of following the desires, shahawat, lust and so forth. Aynam. They might be afflicted by two of these at the same time. وَقَدْ يَنْفَرِدُ إِحْدَاهُمَا. And maybe you can find an individual who is afflicted with the trial of deviance and misconception, and another one is only afflicted with desires. Maybe they're upon the Sunnah, and they follow the Quran and the Sunnah. They stick firm to the legislation and the correct path, but they have their affliction, they are trialed and tested, and they have this weakness as it relates to their shahwat, as related falling into sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various capacities. That's point number one. So this is the introduction. Today we're going to focus on the mightiest of the two trials that Ibn Qayyim, he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, that being the fitnatu shubahat, which is the trial of shubahat. Meaning that that trial of falling into bid'ah and innovation and splitting away from the siratul mustaqim, the straight path, and letting go of that rope of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, hold firm to the Quran and the Sunnah. Hold firm to ikhlas, hold firm to tawheed, hold firm to the straight path. The one who is afflicted with this fitness of shubahat, this trial of misconception, deviance from the straight path, they have left that rope of Allah. And this no doubt is the most severe of afflictions that one can be afflicted with. And that is being deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqim. And this is my straight path. Being deviated from that straight path, is there a greater affliction? And that is the fitna to shubahat, the trial of deviance. And Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, fitna to shubahat mean da'f al basira wa qillat al ilm. He said that the reason that one falls into this trial, an affliction of deviance, is due to weakness in their insight. Weakness in their insight and minimal ilm. Minimal knowledge. They are weak in their ilm. They are weak in their knowledge. وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِذَا اقْتَرَنَا بِذَٰلِكَ فَسَادُ الْقَصْدِ. Especially if they combine their weakness in knowledge with bad intent, having bad intentions. So this, barakallahu fikum, is the pinnacle of the reasons of the deviance, the fitna to shubahat, the affliction of deviance. Lack of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكِرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Where he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 17, where he said, subhana, and we have indeed made the dhikr, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ, we've made the Qur'an easy. Allah has made the Qur'an easy to understand and remember. لِلذِّكْر, فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِر, is there any that will remember? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, has clarified the deen of al-Islam, clarified that which is to be done, that which is to be left alone, that which is to be followed, and that which is to be abandoned. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and revealed in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hal min mudakkir? Is there anyone that will remember? Is there anyone that will seek that knowledge from the Quran? Seek that knowledge from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has made it easy. So the individual that has indeed fallen into the fitna to shubahat and the trial and affliction of deviance is primarily due to their lack of knowledge of that dhikr. Their lack of knowledge and basira and insight as it relates to that which Allah has revealed for man to function accordingly. And this indeed is an affliction, this ignorance. Imam Ahmed rahimullahu ta'ala, He said, as Ibn Qayyim quotes this in I'lam al-Waqi'in, he says, إِنَّمَا جَاءَ خِلَافٌ مِنْ خَالِفٍ لِقِلَّةِ مَعْرِفَتِهِمْ بِمَا جَاءَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Imam Ahmed rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, that verily the one that opposed, yani opposed the truth, has opposed due to their minimal knowledge of that which the messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came with. That's it in a nutshell. Due to the ignorance of that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, the person has opposed. إِنَّمَا جَاءَ خِلَافٌ مَنْ خَالَفٌ. The differing that came from the one that differed was due to their lack of knowledge of that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullahu ta'ala, he mentions in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 27, page 315 onwards, volume 27, Raji'uha. He says rahimullahu ta'ala, فَالْحَقُّ يَعْرِفُهُ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ فَإِنَّ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ لَا يَشْتَبِهُ بِغَيْرِهِ عَلَى الْعَارِفِ كَمَا لَا يَشْتَبِهُ الذَّهَبُ الْخَالِصُ بِالْمَغْشُوشِ عَلَى النَّاقِدِ. He says, rahimullahu ta'ala, that the truth, everyone knows it, meaning it's clear. Allah's made it easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Made it easy. He says, rahimullah, the truth, everyone knows it. For verily the truth that Allah sent the prophets with, alayhim salatu wasalam, the messengers with, it cannot be confused with its opposite or anything else. There cannot be no confusion with that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with, that which the messengers were sent with. There cannot be no confusion, mixing up with that. No way. It's clear. The night is clear as the day is clear. Layluha kannahariha. It's clear. Kama la yashtabih al-dhahab al-khalis, like pure gold, cannot be confused. بِالْمَغْشُوشِ عَلَى النَّاقِدِ. Pure gold cannot be confused, بَارَكَلَّهُ فِيكُمْ, with fake. Cannot be confused with that gold or that, بَارَكَلَّهُ فِيكُمْ, material that is fake, that is not pure gold, for the one who knows. For the one who knows. So we, barakallahu feekum, need to be a people that reflect and seek this ilm. As Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala said, that it verily, the fitna to shubahat, the trial of the shubahat, came through the qillat al-ilm, the lack of knowledge, the lack of knowledge. And we have other statements here, barakallahu feekum, of Ibn Qayyim. He said, وَالْأَسْبَابُ الْمَانِعَ مِنْ قُبُولِ الْحَقِّ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدَّةٌ فَمِنْهَا الْجَهْلُ بِهِ وَهَذَا السَّبَبُ هُوَ الْغَالِبُ عَلَى أَكْثَرِ النُّفُوسِ. He said, rahimullahu ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim, and the reasons that prevents one from accepting the truth are plenty. Jiddan, there are plenty. فَمِنْهَا الْلِجَهْلِ بِهِ. And from the reasons is the individual being ignorant. Being ignorant as it relates to the haqq. That's one of the reasons they reject it. They're ignorant as it relates to the truth. وَهَذَا السَّبَبُ هُوَ الْغَالِبُ. And this is the predominant reason. عَلَى أَكْثَرِ النُّفُوسِ. It's the predominant reason for the majority of those who have indeed deviated and rejected the truth. فَإِنَّ مَنْ جَهِلَ شَيْئًا عَادَاهُ وَعَادَ أَهْلَهُ. Because verily the one who is ignorant of something, they show enmity to that thing. And then they show enmity to the people who possess that thing. So here, the one that is ignorant as it relates to the truth becomes an enemy of the truth, because they are unaware of what is. And therefore, they show enmity to the people of the truth. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullahu ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَحَدًا وَقَعَ فِي بِدْعَةٍ إِلَّا لِنَقْسٍ أَوْ نَقْسِ اتِّبَاعِهِ لِسُنَّةِ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. He said, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullahu ta'ala, that you will not find anyone that has fallen into deviance or bid'ah, innovation, except due to their deficiency in following the sunnah. Ilman, with knowledge. Wa amalan, with application. So the person, he says, does not fall into the bid'ah except due to that reason. Lack of knowledge of the sunnah and acting and implementing the sunnah. Barakallahu feekum. So Ibn Qayyim here, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, وَقِلَّةُ الْعِلْمُ وَلَسِيمَا إِذَا اَقْتَرَنَا بِذَٰلِكَ فَسَادُ الْقَصْدِ. And he said, especially if that individual who's ignorant couples that ignorance with, barakallahu feekum, corrupted intention. With a corrupt intent. Corrupted intention. And this, barakallahu feekum, is indeed a trial. And it's an affliction. And then from that emanates the individual, barakallahu feekum, speaking without knowledge, giving fatawa, speaking without ilm, I think this and I think that. Because they want to have prominent speech, they have bad intent. So therefore they fall into the worst type of ignorance, and that is jahal al-murakkab. Jahal al-murakkab, which is the twofold ignorance. The twofold ignorance, meaning ignorant that you're ignorant. So you're ignorant in the first place. The person is ignorant in the first place. But coupled with that, they are ignorant that they're ignorant. Reminds us of a statement of one of the poets where he says, أَتَانَا قَوْمٌ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ تَفَقَّهُ وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْفِقْهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَا بَعْدُ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا غَيْرُ جَاهِزٍ عِنْدَنَا فَمَنْ أَنْتُمُ حَتَّى يَقُونَ لَكُمْ عِنْدُ. A group of people from the Bedouins, they came to us. They don't have fiqh, they have no knowledge and understanding. وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْفِقْهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَبَعْدُ. They didn't have knowledge before and after. And they say, هَذَا غَيْرُ جَائِزٍ عِنْدَنَا. This is not permissible according to me. فَمَنْ أَنْتُمُ. Who are you? حَتَّى يَكُونَ لَكُمْ عِنْدُ. Who are you for there to be to me? Who are you with no knowledge to say according to me? And this is where the deviance follows, arrogance and kibr. We can go into that, but we stick with this affair here as it relates to the lack of knowledge. And Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa husulul hawa. And from the reasons of this deviance that occurs is the following of one's desires as it relates to pleasing themselves and following their nafs. فَهُنَالِكَ فِتْنَةُ الْعُظْمَى وَالْمُصِيبَةُ الْكُبْرَى فَقُلْ مَا شِئْتَ فِي ضَلَالِ سَيِّ الْقَصْدِ الْحَاكِمِ عَلَيْهِ الْهَوَى لَا الْهُدَى. He said, رحمه تعالى, say what you wish as it relates to the person who indeed has this ignorance and they have this bad intent, seeking ri'asa, seeking position, seeking fame, seeking clout. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, this is the major fitna trial. Say what you wish in this regard. Because verily that which is judging, that which is indeed the judge for this individual is their desires. Not the guidance. Not the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And then he continues, he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, وَقِلَّةُ عِلْمِهِ بِمَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِهِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. فهو من الذين قال الله تعالى فيهم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس. Where he said that verily, due to their lack of knowledge of that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with, they are from those category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Najm, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ, they are only following conjecture. وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسُ, and that which is driven by their desires and their whims. Due to their lack of knowledge, number one, and the su'ul qasd, and their bad intent, number two. After this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّ اتِّبَاعَ الْهَوَى يَضِلُّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that following one's desires deviates the person from the path of Allah. Deviates the person from the path of Allah. قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَأْتَبِي الْهَوَى فَيُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah As-Sad, verse number 26, Ya Dawood, O Dawood, verily we have placed you as a successor on earth, خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. So judge you between men in truth and fairness, and follow not your desires, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah. And this is the point here that Ibn Qayyim is mentioning for the verse. Follow not your desire, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah. Verily those who wander astray and go astray from the path of Allah shall indeed have a severe torment because of that which they forgot about the reckoning. They forgot about the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they followed the desires, that which pleased them. وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسُ, that which was pleasing and driving from their desires, they followed that. Instead of following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to their lack of knowledge and bad intent. And then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, a fourth point we can say, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ, and this trial and affliction of doubt and misconceptions. مَالُهَا إِلَى الْكُفْرِ وَالنِّفَاقِ, that which it leads to, that which it leads to, it's calling to, is hypocrisy and disbelief. Because this type of fitna, this trial of deviance, is the trial of the munafiqeen, the trial that the munafiqeen went through and had. And it's the fitna to Ahlul Bid'ah. It's the trial for all of the people of Bid'ah, without an exception. But, عَلَى حَسَبِ مَرَاتِبِ بِدَعِهِمْ, depending on the level of Bid'ah, whether it's Bid'ah Mufassaqah or Bid'ah Mukaffara, or it's a Bid'ah that is indeed due to a major sin, or it's a Bid'ah, بَرَكَلَّ فِيكُمْ, Mukaffara, that takes them out of the fold of Islam, like the Bid'ah of the Rawafid and the Bid'ah of the Qadariyah. فَجَمِيعُهُمْ إِنَّمَا ابْتَدَعُوا, so all of them come to one, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ, conclusion that is innovated. مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الشُّبُهَاتِ أَلَّذِي اشْتَبَهَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا الْحَقِّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَالْهُدَى بِالضَّلَالِ, due to their confusing and mixing up the truth with the falsehood, mixing up the guidance with deviance. And then after this clarification from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he then mentions what are the ways that one can succeed and be saved and protected from this trial of a shubuhat. And no doubt from the main ways is to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed commanded us for every rak'ah to seek guidance to the straight path. So we need to be a people who make dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly for guidance. As is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the most frequent dua that he would make is, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, ثبت قلوبي أو قلبي على دينك. O the alternator of the hearts, turn my heart to your obedience. Turn my heart to your obedience. This is the dua, supplication of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya muqallib al-qulub. He used to say this frequently. We need to be making these dua sincerely with a qalb that is hadir, istihdar al-qalb, the heart that is aware, the heart that is awake, the heart that is consuming the meaning, the heart that is reflecting on that supplication, the heart that means what they're asking Allah. How many times do we ask Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, to guide us to the straight path? And are we reflecting on the meaning of that? These are from the ways that the dua is accepted. Istihdar al-qalb, the heart is present, awake, not absent. Barakallahu feekum. So apart from that, Ibn Qayyim goes and mentions ways that one can be saved from this fitna to shubahat. He says, وَلَا يُنْجِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ إِلَّا تَجْرِيدُ اتِّبَاعِ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that none can be saved from falling into this affliction. And this affliction, ya ikhwah, is an affliction that shaitan works hard on. It's an affliction that shaitan, he works hard on. Calling the people to Jahannam through deviance, through this shubahat and misconceptions and doubts and erroneous beliefs. So Ibn Qayyim says, وَلَا يُنْجِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ إِلَّا تَجْرِيدُ اتِّبَاعِ الرَّسُولِ. So nothing can save one from this, barakallahu fikum, affliction and trial of the misconceptions and shubahat and doubts, except by following the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتَحْكِيمُهُ فِي الدِّقِّ الدِّينِ وَجِلِّهِ. And that is by making the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a judge, a measuring stick for the detailed aspects of your deen and the general aspects of the deen. Every aspect of the religion needs to be measured with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is my ibadah based upon the sunnah? Am I worshipping Allah according to the revelation? Is my salah, are my ibadat, my acts of worship according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَلَا إِنْجِي مِنْ هَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ إِلَّا تَجْرِيدُ اتِّبَاعِ الرَّسُولِ. There's no safety, there's no security from this trial except for those who follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ظَاهِرُهُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. In the apparent and within. In the apparent, with the acts of worship, these acts of worship like a salah, like a siyam, fasting, commanding the good and forbidding the evil. وَبَاطِنِهِ. And inwardly as well. From those acts of worship that are qalbiyya, from those acts of worship that are from the heart, like the aqeedah, the creed. The person's aqeedah needs to be according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person's hope in Allah, fearing Allah, loving Allah, has to be balanced as it is in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'malihi wa haqa'iqihi wa shara'ihi fayatalaqqa anhu haqiqat al-iman. So the individual, he receives and takes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the following seven areas he mentions, from the many areas. The first one is haqa'iq al-iman, the affair of iman, the understanding of iman, the branches of iman, the meaning of iman, the prerequisites of iman, that which iman and faith necessitates, iman of the tongue, iman of the heart, iman of the limbs. The person takes their understanding of this affair from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa shara'i al-Islam. Number two, the acts and acts of worship that is mentioned in al-Islam. They take that from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, wa ma yuthbituhu lillahi min as-sifati wal-af'al. They take their belief in the names of Allah and His attributes from the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they don't fall into the deviance of the Jahmiyyah. So they don't fall into the deviance of the Mu'tazila, those who negate Allah's names and attributes. Those who associate with Allah the things that are non-existent. Those who associate with Allah those things that are impossible from the people of Bidah. But rather this individual, number three, takes their understanding of and belief in the names of Allah and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the sunnah, from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They affirm that which the messenger affirmed for Allah in his names and his attributes, names and attributes of Allah, and they negate that which he negated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number four, كَمَا يَتَلَّقَى عَنْهُ وُجُوبَ الصَّلَوَاتِ, like they take from him, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the obligation of the prayers, وَأَوْقَاتِهَا, and the timings of the prayers, and the etiquette of the prayers. Number five, وَمَقَادِيرِ نُصُبِ الزَّكَوَاتِ, they take from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly the portion that has to be given for zakat, the yearly zakat, ومستحقيها, and giving it to the right people that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed mentioned in the sunnah. Number six, ووجوب الوضوء والغسل من الجنابة, and they take from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the obligation of performing wudu, how he performed wudu, as is mentioned in the hadith of Uthman and others, radiallahu anhu, how he performed ghusl min al-janaba, as is mentioned in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, and other than them, Abu Huwayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they take that from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he done and performed ghusl, and what he performed ghusl for, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number seven, وَصَوْمُ Ramadan, and Ramadan is approaching us. The individual studies the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it relates to fasting in the month of Ramadan, so they don't fall in any type of bid'ah innovation, introducing matters that were not present at the time of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in affairs of this ibadah, fasting in the month of Ramadan. They take it from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they don't go to anyone. They don't take anyone else as a rasul, anyone else as a messenger, apart from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the end of this paragraph he says, rahimullahu ta'ala, بَلْ هُوَ رَسُولٌ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ الْأُمَّةِ, and he, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, is indeed the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every single thing that this ummah, this nation, the Muslims need. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in following his sunnah, he's the messenger for that, sent by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fil ilmi wal amal, as it relates to knowledge and it relates to application. You do not take it from anyone but him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aina. And with this, barakallahu feekum, Ibn Qayyim, he's saying that the individual will be saved from falling into the fitna to shubahat, falling into the trial and affliction of misconception. And he says, فَالْهُدَى كُلُّهُ دَائِرٌ عَلَى أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ. Guidance revolves around the statements of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his actions. وَكُلُّ مَا خَرَجَ عَنْهَا فَهُوَ الضَّلَالِ. And anything that is away from away from the realms of his statement sallallahu alayhi wasallam or his actions is deviance. Anything that's out of that is deviance. And this, barakallahu fiqum, مِسْتَاقًا لِقَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, it's in accordance to the statement of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the hadith of al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَنْ عَمَلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ الرَّدٌ. Whoever does an action that is not from our affair, it is rejected. So therefore, he says Ibn Qayyim here, رحمه الله تعالى, فالهدى, guidance, كله دائر على أقواله وأفعاله. That guidance revolves around the statements and actions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made it easy. Allah has made it easy. Allah has made it simple for one that wants to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The knowledge is clear. The path is clear. The guidance is clear for the one who yearns for it. And by following this individual, is indeed protected and saved from the deviance, this affliction of fitna to shubahat, the trial and affliction of deviance. He mentions here Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, وَهَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةُ تَنْشَأُ تَارَةً مِنْ فَهْمٍ فَاسِدٍ وَتَارَةً مِنْ نَقْلٍ كَاذِبٍ وَتَارَةً مِنْ حَقٍ فَاتَتْ حَقْ خَفِيَ عَلَى الْرَجُلِ فَلَمْ يُظْفَرْ بِهِ وَتَارَةً مِنْ غَرَدٍ فَاسِدٍ وَهَوًا مُتَّبِعٍ فَهِيَ مِنَ الْعُمَى فِي الْبَصِيرَةِ وَفَسَادٍ فِي الْإِرَادَةِ. He summarizes his statement rahimahullah ta'ala, where he says that this affliction, the first affliction that we studied today, the shubahat, sometimes it comes from the person's bad understanding, not having the correct and authentic knowledge and correct understanding, number one. And sometimes it comes from the individual taking naql kadhib, a wrong and a lie narrated to him, which shows the importance of the science of hadith and being people of ilmu hadith and studying ilmu hadith and checking the authenticity of that which has been narrated to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be jealous and strict in that regard. Wataratan, and use, and on occasions is for an individual who the truth has escaped them. The truth has escaped them and they have not been given the guidance to obtain that truth. And he mentions after that, Wataratan min gharadin fasidin, and sometimes it's due to bad intention and following the desires, and indeed this indeed blinds the individual. To the end of his kalam rahimullahu ta'ala. After this, I want to mention a beautiful statement to close today's lesson from Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, where he mentions in his Miftahul Darul Sa'ada, where he's the book, the opening of the Abode of Bliss, amazing book. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in volume 1, page 443, he said, قَالَ لِي شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, my teacher, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, said to me, this is Ibn Qayyim speaking, وَقَالْ جَعَلْتُ أُورِدُ عَلَيْهِ إِرَادًا بَعْدَ إِرَادٍ. And I used to come with him with, you know, some issues after issues, came coming to him with some issues and these statements and so forth. And he said that Ibn Taymiyyah said to him, rahimahullah ta'ala, لَا تَجْعَلْ قَلْبَكَ لِلْإِرَادَاتِ وَشُبَهَاتِ مِثْلَسْ إِسْفَنْجَ. He said, do not make your heart exposed to issues and doubts and misconceptions like a sponge. فَيَتَشَرَّبَهَا, or tatasharrabaha in another print of the book. Fatatasharrabaha, that your heart, that you consume and you soak in the doubts like the sponge. Don't be like the sponge, wherein you soak in the misconceptions and the doubts, just like sponge soaks water. Don't be like the sponge. Fala yandah illa biha. No matter what happens to the sponge, wherever it moves, that water goes with it. So if you think about a sponge, wherever the sponge goes, that's consumed that water, and let's say the water here is misconceptions and doubts. Wherever they move, there's remnants of that water. Wherever that sponge goes, the water is coming out of it in some way, form, or fashion. Don't be like this, he's saying, rahimullah ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ اِجْعَلْهُ كَالزُّجَاجَ. But make your heart like a lamp, like a glass lamp. Al-musammata. Al-musammata meaning something that doesn't care about its opposite. Yani it doesn't give any avenue for deviance. It doesn't give any avenue for anything that is deviant or in opposition to the truth. Be that way, like that glass that is firm and that lamp that is firm and doesn't move. Bi salabatihi. Doesn't move, stays firm. وإلا فإذا نعم he says تمر الشبهات بظاهرها. So if you think about the glass and the lamp that's made out of glass, things go past that lamp, but it doesn't actually go inside. It touches the surface, but everything is clear to the lamp. Everything is clear to that glass. That glass is clear. So you can see the misconceptions, but it's not coming in. So the glass which is cleared, that misconception be like that, where the misconception goes across the glass, and it's clear to the glass what's there, but it doesn't come in. And make your heart like that, like the glass. Barakallahu feekum, he's saying. وَلَا تَسْتَقِرُ فِيهَا. The misconception doesn't stay there, it falls off. So anything you put on the glass will sooner or later fall off. As opposed to the sponge, when water goes into the sponge, or any liquid in fact goes into the sponge, it doesn't fall off, it stays there until it's dried it up and it changes the appearance of that sponge. It becomes hard, it becomes crusty. And that's how it is when the individual's heart is exposed to bid'ah and exposes themselves to misconceptions and to this shubahat. So he's advising Ibn Qayyim with this, rahimullah. And then he says, فَيَرَاهَا بِصَفَائِهِ. So the glass sees everything that is coming to it, and it repels it. If you don't do this, and then your heart consumes everything, all the shubahat, it will soon become the home of the doubts. Just like the water becomes the home, sorry, the sponge becomes the home of the water, when the water goes into a sponge. So don't be a sponge, but be like a glass. It reflects off the sponge, it soaks in. That is the similitude that he mentions, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala. And Ibn Qayyim said that regarding this advice from his teacher, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, فَمَا أَعْلَمُ أَنِّي انْتَفَعْتُ بِوَسِيَّةٍ فِي دَفْعِ شُبَهَاتٍ كَانْتِفَاعِ بِذَلِكَ. He said, I can't say that I have received more benefit from an advice, or from advice in repelling misconceptions and doubts, more than what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned to him. And the one who knows the books of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions various advice from his Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. Various, in fact, there's books that have been offered regarding su'alat, the questions that Ibn Qayyim asked Ibn Taymiyyah. After all of those questions and benefits from Ibn Taymiyyah, he said he doesn't know anyone to be more beneficial in repelling misconceptions than this advice. Make your heart like glass, don't make it like sponge. Sponge consumes it, the deviance, and it becomes the home for the deviance. The glass, that lamp, that glass, it repels anything that comes on it. And indeed, this is how we have to condition our heart to be safe from the fitna to shubahat, the trial and affliction of deviance and doubts. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, next week we start and continue with Anawa Thani, and that is the second trial, major trial mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in Ighathat al-Ahfan fi Masa'id al-Shaytan, in his amazing book supporting the distressed from the whispers of Shaytan. And with this we conclude. بارك الله فيكم هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين حياكم الله جميعا. The questioner asks, what if someone is struggling with waswas in prayer about evil thoughts of their Lord and his slaves, how do you overcome this? The first thing is to seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the whispers of the shaitan, and make sure that the questioner should make sure that they do their azkar and the supplications in the morning, supplications in the after asr, some of the ulama have mentioned the supplications after the prayers, the supplication in entering your house, leaving your house, the supplication in entering the bathroom and leaving the bathroom, supplication saying Bismillah before you eat, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently, reciting the Quran, reciting Surah Al-Kahf, Yawm Al-Jum'ah, reciting the as much as the Quran as you can recite throughout the week, and reflecting on the verses, studying, seeking ilm, busying your mind with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise not speaking about it frequently. Refrain from talking about your whispers. Shaykhana Ubaid, Hafidhullah ta'ala, when we have questions asked to him regarding the whispers and so forth, the first advice that he usually gives is obviously one to seek forgiveness, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also mentions not to dwell over it and not to speak and mention it frequently. Don't mention it at all. Pretend it wasn't there. Ignore it and it will go away. But the moment you give it time, you're feeding into the waswas. You're feeding into the waswas, the whispers, and it will continue and it will continue. And that goes for one who has whispers as it relates to wudu, supplication, ablution rather, wudu, or say, you know, the person doesn't remember whether they've washed their hands or they've done this and they keep getting doubts. You have to repel it and stick to yaqeen and stick to the last certainty that you have. And barakallahu feekum, that is the advice that Sheikh Ubaid gives. Do not speak about it with others. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek knowledge. Remember Allah constantly and seek forgiveness from Him constantly, and reflect on Surah Al-Fatiha. Read the explanations of Surah Al-Fatiha. Study the names and attributes of Allah. Study the names and attributes of Allah. And in that, the love of Allah will increase and it will repel the waswas and so forth. Busy your mind with dhikr and ilm, knowledge and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from these trials. Ameen. Hadha wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu sallam. Mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.